another short one. And I said that a lot, but with podcasts being like 3 hours, they're all short, really. But I wanted to say something kind of, well, let me piggyback off something I was talking about before with the whole birth rate thing. I made a joke about it. It's kind of funny because somebody showed this map. This guy who talks, one of the guys on TikTok talks about the birth rate and how Korea is going to disappear and all that. And there's a part of me that I feel a little bit of, like, I'm like, well, that sucks. I like Korean food and the culture. And obviously everything's not perfect. Every culture has its flaws and in it, whatever, right? And they're going to disappear because they don't basically exalt their women to the status of, I don't know, goddesses. But if you look at, like, Africa, Africa has, like, 4 or 5 times the birth rate than the rest of the world. And so the trend is, and my joke to that was, I'm like, wow, Black Planet is, I don't know if y'all, for those of you who are older, they use like an old school dating website / social media for Black folks exclusively. It's kind of like, I guess nowadays y'all got BLK, but white people be on that shit. But like Black Planet, not granted, white chicks were on there too, don't get me wrong, but my joke was, I'm like, Black Planet is more than a dating website from 20 years ago. And obviously this is something we're not going to see in our lifetimes, but at some, eventually you're going to, like, say aliens visited Earth in like the year 2200. Because I say, you know, it could be a good couple hundred years of this, if this shit continues consistently. And essentially white people and Asians, just their women don't want to have kids. Bet. That's a y'all problem. I'm not fucking Asian, so, and I'm not white. So I look at it like this, I'm like, the aliens in 2200, they're gonna come to Earth and the planet's gonna be black as shit. And I don't know if I'm all that upset about it. Cause I'm like, white women and their feminism has to go away, and it's only gonna go away when these motherfuckers evaporate out of existence. And I'm not saying I have anything against these in Asians or white people, but I'm like, you're going to come to this bitch, it's going to be, like, they're going to come to look at Earth in, like, 200 years. It's going to be fucking Arabs, Latinos, and blacks. Mostly blacks. So literally Black Planet. But, you know, neither being here or there, that joke aside, I was listening to some of these, like, rich, multimillionaire podcast bros talking. And they said some shit. People say shit. And in the way that women look deeper emotionally, I look for a men, maybe it's a male thing, maybe I have my male brain working the way it's supposed to work. I peel back the layers of the logic. And here's one thing here's an example of that. Like I got into it with a sibling, right? And they did some shit that was really stupid for like the family, putting our last name out there in a fucked up way. And basically, it was a relative that was doing some fuck shit, right? And I was talking to it. It was a dude, right? I'm talking to this motherfucker about the shit, and I'm like, bro, you moving wild out here. Like, you gotta quit that shit. Like, and at the end of the day, it's not like you're gonna be fucking held. Your feet gonna be held to the fire more because you're black. Which part of that is true as a motherfucker, right? You gonna get cooked way more on some stupid shit than, let's say, a white guy doing that shit. But I think it's more of a class issue. We don't come from, like, crazy money. I'm not even rich, right? But I'm the most successful, like, person with my last name in our immediate family, like, by a long shot. And I'm not bragging, right? But, like, when I come at people in the family about that, I'm like, look, like, I'm not the smartest in our family, but yet I've attained the most success. Now, granted, men in the military is easy in one way because, like, for example, it's a job where you can make 6 figures, but you don't got to apply. Any and everybody can get into the military, but not any and everybody can make it. That's the reason it's, like, one of those jobs that everybody can go out and get. But I'm not here to talk about that, but, like, basically what happened with old boy was, like, I had to do X, Y, and Z because it's kind of like how I am. And he's like basically saying, this makes me happy. Like, he felt emotions from his shitty actions. And I looked at that, and it took me a minute to, like, marinate on that. I'm like, so you being on this shit you on makes you happy. And my brain was like, you prioritize your emotions over your own well-being, over the well-being of our family and our name, over the well-being of what you could potentially do as far as kids and whatnot. Because here's the thing, like, old boy is like, he's not like a, you know, supermodel or anything. Like, he's not Idris Elba. But, like, out of all the men in our family, he's, like, the best-looking dude. Like, dude, legit, all the shit that, like, people on the internet and the male loneliness epidemic, it don't affect his ass. In fact, if he wasn't, like, such a fuck-up, the dude would be on some, like, YouTube red pill guy shit with women just beating his door down. Because he's literally a good-looking, like, no, pause, right? But the motherfucker is, like, our best-looking dude in our family. That dude's, like, that motherfucker should be responsible for passing our bloodline along. But it ain't him. It's my ass. And that brought me to another thought I was having. And that is, like, some of these, you know, what was it, Michael Sartain, Men of Action, right? The old boy was saying some shit like, depending on how wealthy you are and how good looking you are and how tall you are and how in shape you are, that is where women are wonderful. Women treat people like that very well. And that, like, I had to peel that shit back a bit. I'm like, wait a minute. So according to these podcast internet motherfuckers, and I'm not talking about choosing, like, I think they're referring to choosing signals and sex, because these men are so obsessed with sex that they associate, like, kindness from a woman through sex, which, whatever, right? That's what men want from women. But it made me think, like, okay, so when we peel that statement back, and you know what, crazy? The crazy thing is, it's a true statement. So when we peel that shit back, you're telling me that as a class, one gender basically only treats people, men, they will only treat the other gender well depending upon how much money they got and how good they look and their status and obviously personality too. So only when we pass the barometer of sexual, like, and this is America mostly, only when you pass that barometer of, like, sexual and financial needs for the other gender, that unlocks good treatment. It's one of the, particularly a lot of American black women, when they talk online, it's this conditional femininity. Divine, you can't get the divine feminine unless you're a 200K earner or some shit like that. I mean, there was even some chick, there was two major viral videos TikTok recently with chicks complaining about men. One was this chick whose boyfriend, she said, I'm dating a broke man. And then when we peel all the layers back, they're in California and he's a homeowner. Meaning this man is paying $700,000 to $1 million for a home. And apparently she has a home too. So you got two people, a couple here, that have about close to $1.5 to $2 million in assets between the two of them. And she's calling them broke because they don't go on trips all the time. Life ain't about going on trips 24/7. And besides, a lot of people don't realize this, you might not get to have a lot of your fun until you're 45 and your kids are grown. Like, luckily I had some kids. By the time, let's say I'm 45-ish. No, I'm not going to be, like, have adult children until I'm 50. So, like, both kids will finally be out the house. I'm like, well, not out the house, but they're not going to get kicked out. But, like, they'll be, like, 20-something when I'm 50. Which, that is what it is. That's what it means I have to keep my shit in order, health-wise, to fucking enjoy that decade. But I find it amusing. And women will turn that around. Men too! Because that's their response to everything. Between you're an incel, you're broke, little dick, you don't get no pussy, all that shit. They also reverse everything and say, men do it too. And the type of men, which ain't the majority, who reserve kindness for sexually attractive women are the types of men that they're all chasing and fucking anyway. Because, realistically, basic manners would say that you treat human beings across the board with a level of empathy and kindness. I'm not saying you have to kiss everybody's ass and bring on their problems onto yourself. But it's just like, just have some empathy and in manners, like basic human, like manners, and how you treat people. Like, I don't know why that is such a hard, like, concept. But it's astounding to me, though, how we allude to the emotional intelligence and the kindness of women when mostly they're kind when you are rich. That's basically it. They're kind and cooperative when you meet their, like, most basic, baser selfish needs. I'm not, those needs are no way, shape, or form basic. But, and it just goes to show. And you know what's crazy? Those two chicks on TikTok, because one was talking about how rich she need, how broke her man was, even though he actually is doing pretty well, because being a homeowner right now is fucking insane, given the rates. And then the other one was a chick basically talking about, I can't have a man, I'm not ready to X, Y, and Z for a man unless he makes 200K because I live in LA. And then you look at this face, the face of the chick, and she looks like one of the Easter Island statues. Now, again, relationship context, because I just contradicted myself there. But relationship context, human decency from women, it has to be unlocked at attractiveness and whatever. But unfortunately, on the flip side, women experience the same thing, because from a relationship's context, if you're asking for a man that makes that kind of money, you know, let's say, I don't know, it's business owners, doctors, like regional managers, and even sometimes then they don't make that kind of money. Like, there's a fucking regional manager at McDonald's probably not making 200K. I would say, like, the Walmart executive. Like, you literally have to be some type of executive, doctor, surgeon, lawyer, to be making $250,000 or better. And that's what this woman wanted. And I'm like, typically, because somebody did the math, because we're like, okay, she's probably pretty strict on how he looks, right? And height, given all the women's requirements. And so, height over 6 feet tall, you're already at 14% of the population. $250,000 income, you're at less than 0.5%. So you, and then you take $250,000 earners, it's just math. Basically, somebody did, the guy, whole math, did the video of that chick talking like that and came up with like 0.24. So it was like 0.25% of men. The top 0.25% of men meet this woman's standards. So not married, not obese, tall. And we put 5'10". Not married, not obese, tall, $250,000 a year income. And if that is the pinnacle of men, and that's what women want in men, but the pinnacle of men is less than 1%. Then his equivalent, if he reaches across for what he, where he's at and what type of woman he may want, this woman was nowhere near 0.24% of women and beauty or anything about her. Because men don't judge women on their income. So their income is off the board. Realistically, it comes down to their beauty and what they can do as far as homemaking, which women don't want to do now. So we have this fucked up dating system. But neither here nor there. I think men are on some bullshit with this too. Human decency and courtesy and manners, we shouldn't reserve it for people you find basically that turn you on. Like, what the hell? Anyway, it's just one of those ridiculous things I'm hearing today, and I'm like, on one hand, I hate humanity with a deep, visceral hatred because of how shallow people are. But on the other hand, and it's shallow here too, I'm in Europe, same shit. But damn, like, Americans are fucking ruthless people when it comes to that shit compared to other countries. And y'all enjoy that, because I don't fucking live in America. Anyway, y'all have a good one. I'm out.